Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
You know him. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host DJ Smell So Good, an international
call. Interface complete.
Become necessary in human society. Only at that junction in human society, where it is freshly
talk cocktail at the precinct. You know how we think. Organize the hood under our ching banners. Red, black, and green instead of gang bandanas. FBI spying on us through the radio antennas. And I'm hitting cameras in the street like watching society. With no respect for the people's right to privacy. I take a slug for the cause like Huey P. While all you fake niggas try to copy Master P. I wanna be free to live, able to have what I need to live. Bring the power back to the street where the people live. We sick of working for crumbs and filling up the prisons. Dying over money and relying on religion for help. We do for self like ants in a colony. Organize the wealth into a socialist economy. A way of life based off the common need. And all my comrades is ready, we just spreading the seed.
The average black man live a third of his life in a jail cell. Cause the world is controlled by the white man. And the people don't never get justice. And the women don't never get respected. And the problems don't never get solved. And the jobs don't never pay enough. So the rent always be late. Can you relate? We living in a
no more bondage. No more political monsters, no more secret space launches. Government departments started it in the projects. Material objects, thousands up in the closets. Could have been invested in the future for my comrades. Battle contacts, primitive weapons out in combat. Many never come back, pretty niggas be running with gas. Rather get shot in they back than fire back. We're tired of that, corporations hiring blacks. Denying the facts, exploiting us all over the map. That's why I write the shit I write in my rap. It's documented, I meant it. Every day of the week, I live in it, breathe in it. It's more than just fucking believing it. I'm holding in ones, rolling up my sleeves and shit. It's CeeLo for push-ups now, many headed for one conclusion. Niggas ain't ready for revolution.
The average black male, live a third of his life in a jail cell. Cause the world is controlled by the white male. And the people don't never get justice. And the women don't never get respected. And the problems don't never get solved. And the jobs don't never pay enough. So the rent always be late. Can you relate? We living in a police state.
All right, check this out, y'all. Y'all already know what time it is. Your boy, Captain Smell So Good in the building. Welcome to Record the Game Radio, a.k.a. Starship Smell Like Prize. And we're doing a real big. This is We Have Justice Weed today. And you already know. It's Wednesday, and we have achieved a minor victory, people. In the case of me being arrested, you know what I'm saying, for videotaping the police, doing a routine traffic stop, and got arrested and spent 2 days in jail. And basically been shut down for about 2 weeks now, 2.5 weeks, you know, since the 12th. So that's going on about 3 weeks. And been in and out all kind of police faces and detectives faces and shit that I just don't do. And but yesterday, you know what I'm saying, that's why I didn't do the show. Because I had to spend 2.5 hours down at the Internal Affairs office filing another report and steps to clearing my name and my, you know, Sam information. Back on 420, it was weird, though, because the guy looked at the case and he was like, well, yeah, it's filed, but it's nothing here. I'm like, what you mean is nothing there? He's like, well, the detective that took your case the first time, only thing he wrote down was that I only wanted to come and get and retrieve my property. I had a complaint against the officer because they took my property, which I was like, hell no. Nah. I'm like, my complaint is against this motherfucker discriminating against me. You know what I'm saying? I had to go to spend 2 days in jail and then run around all these goddamn police stations and shit asking for just my cell phone. So I can keep in contact with my mother, you know what I'm saying, who's a diabetic. And not saying that she, you know what I'm saying, she fucked up or anything. But, you know, I do want to have that option, you know what I'm saying, if she needs anything to be able to be there for. And they cut all that out, you know what I'm saying, and really caused some emotional distress. I was, you know, stressed out. And, you know, it kind of hit me in the side a little bit. But it's all good. But the weird thing was, talking to the detective and stuff, he informed me that the detective that took the initial report retired the goddamn last week and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, what the fuck you was even on the case for if you weren't going to make the case out of anything? You know what I'm saying? I'm his last case and shit. You know damn well the motherfucker didn't want to do nothing. I'm getting the fuck up out of here. So, you know, the new detective, he took down all the information and stuff. And, you know, and then took my sworn audio statement. And after that, you know, blessings in disguise. You know, the Lord always look out for his people that believe in him. And, yeah, so he was like, well, let me see if the state, you know, how far they proceeded with this so far. And, because I'm scheduled to go to court May 3rd. And he looked at the report, and it says, excuse me, and it says that, you know, the state has dropped the charges, well, has dismissed the case, dismissed the charges, however you want to call it, you know what I'm saying. I'm not due in court on May the 3rd. Although, the detective did say, like, you know, just because it shows that in the system, if you don't receive any paperwork in the mail, you might want to take your ass on to, you know what I'm saying? You might want to take your ass on to court. Which I do that shit anyway. I don't believe none of that shit. Unless they send me some paperwork, you know, I don't go off nobody calling me. Tell me you ain't got to go to court. Your lawyer talking about, hell nah. You show up to court anyway and just play dumb. Oh, I ain't know I was supposed to be here. That's your freedom. You know what I'm saying? You don't leave your freedom in the hands of another motherfucker so they can just sit up there and just say anything. Oh yeah, he'll take 10 years, or they offered you 10 years. Hell no. Nah. You know what I'm saying? So that's what ended up happening. So I like to say thank you, Lord, you know what I'm saying, for a minor victory. Still got a little ways to go. I gotta meet with the lawyer Friday and actually start the lawsuit proceeding. And somebody owe me something, you know what I'm saying? And I've been joking with all my homeboys. I'm like, I'm still suing for $10,000. So we can sell out of court for $50. I'm bullshit. So, you know, just give y'all a little update, man. I know y'all wonder where the hell a motherfucker been at. But we still here, keeping it real, keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? Regular Game Radio is the deal. And big ups to Goofy Bone, man. I finally talked to my homeboy, my Blacksy Can from San Jose, California. And he basically shut things down, man. You know, that's what you got to do sometimes in order to get your shit right. So that's why you haven't heard him on the airwaves, because he's been getting his album done. So that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to Heavenly Angel, who chilling up off of here representing Washington. The state of Washington, that is. And I got to get into one of my favorite songs real quick. This is We Have Justice, Weed State. So, you know what I'm saying? Coming back on and giving y'all a little bit more of what to do and what not to do. You know what I'm saying? Real nigga shit. Here we go. So, Gangsta, ex-girl to next girl. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Beamer goes, you know that I'm driving. Surviving in the 90s is a must, so I trust that everyone listen up as my vocals about her new life now. I wish she knew right now. I think she's busted, let's discuss it. When I was with her, no trust, just fights. Just the he say, she say, and the neighborhood highlights. Now I got my new girl, or as I say, my baby doll. But still I'm getting crazy cause my ex-girl's got balls. Don't wanna play the field cause I get loving at home base. Don't give me no long face, just exit with grace. You and I are the past, they love thee. Much respect, girl, but now you're my ex-girl cause I'm on with the next girl.
This girl's so good.
Next.
This girl's so good.
Next.
This girl's so
buy me fresh dip gear, like to have me near, cause of my savoir faire. The time we shared was brief, cause I needed relief from her high class antics and all her conceit. Now she's crying wolf and I like don't wanna hear that. I told her the bare facts when things started out. She whines and she pops about how I did her bad, yo. But she tried to buy me, even tempt me with the honey. I fell for a sec, cause her clothes were real fly. I could almost feel I would give in to her whims. Her thoughts were erratic, sporadic, crazy in nature. I told her, hey, look, yo, I can no longer date you. Tried to pimp me with bank and fell short, you should think. Many thanks for the time and the watch and the link. You and I are the past, c'est la vie. Enough respect, girl, but now you're my ex-girl, cause I'm straight with the next girl.
This girl's looking so good.
Next.
This girl's looking so good.
Next.
This girl's looking so good.
Supermarket and gave her your number. You asked her how's my sister, then asked her how's my brother. Didn't ask about my father, cause you know he ain't like ya. Every time I left for your crib, he'd really get hyped. But the advice you used to give me makes much sense now. I can't believe I used to let you break my confidence now. You used to ask me why the hell did I wanna live in Brooklyn. You messed up my flow, although you were good looking. Your styling was fly, and this was the problem. Cause back in the day, she had me scheming and robbing to get her things to wear, so when she went to the club, all eyes were on her. And who, me? I just bust. Caught in between feeling proud or feeling more like a sucker. Had to go undercover, get away and find another. Been in Brooklyn 9 years and been around the world too. I've seen so many fly girls and I knew just what to do. I went from X to the next, took my time with each one. And you know they still love me, so stop yelling me, hun. I went home to see my moms and I saw you at the bus stop. Must I stop? Nah, I think not. You and I are the past, c'est la vie. Much respect, girl, but now you're my ex-girl and I'm out with the next girl.
This girl's looking so good.
Next.
This girl's looking so good.
Next.
This girl's looking so good.
Try to diss when I kicks my jam. Lyrically deaf and connecting, complete mic. I be kicking the rear. While they be losing the race, trying to chase masses here.
Jimmy J, the son, hit my wrist and white. Betty Nicky's put the surviving.
Well, if it is, then, bitch,
you can do what I've been.
But if it wasn't for the dog,
oh, you wouldn't stop it.
But that's just how it is with your gold-digging asshole.
Is it the fly here that you see me rocking? Or is it that you see your girlfriend jocking? And if it wasn't big by the hoe, you wouldn't stop it.
But that's
years of hoes, never seen this stressor coming. Having money problems, my main girl. Causing me drama, getting so mad I can kill you, then kill myself. But if I do that, I'm just saying that I ain't real myself. Deal with myself, yeah, bitch, I'm taking it rough. Cause when I try to make it work, my money never enough. But when I'm working, yeah, I know it's baby and honey. The only time you're happy when your pocket's full of my money. Think I'm a dummy, the sunshine, and I've seen it before. And every time we have an argument, you give me the dope. They hit in my ass, they had way more arguments than last. When you round a nigga, yeah, you wanna crap. If not for the bread, would you know a nigga? I don't think so, cause if I didn't have none, I wouldn't have a say so. Money, brain, bitches, and hoes, tricks, and lies. All I see is dirty foot, shanks, and balls.
Is it the dollar bill that you like about it?
Well, if it is, then, bitch,
you can do what I've been.
But if it wasn't for the dog,
oh, you wouldn't stop it.
But that's just how it is with your gold-digging asshole.
Is it the fly here that you see me rocking? Or is it that you see your girlfriend jocking? And if it wasn't big by the hoe, you wouldn't stop it.
But that's just how it is with your gold-digging asshole.
When I first met you, bitch, you was riding the bus. I put some change in your pocket, now you fighting, you fuss. Can't think about yourself, or what happened to us. Now I got to watch my back, cause you hard to trust. I showed you nothing but some love, you put my dick in the dust. This funny feeling in my stomach, I feel like it's disgust. I let you hold the keys to my whip, you damaged my truck. And when you brung my shit back, my rims was bent up. You told them little bras you was short, bitch, you stunned too much. You's a greedy ass bitch, hoe, you fucked me up. That's why a bitch is a hoe, and a hoe is a slut. That's why I'm always sleeping with my dick in their gut.
Is it the dollar bill that you like about me?
Well, if it is, then, bitch,
you can do what I've been.
But if it wasn't for the dog,
oh, you wouldn't stop me.
But that's just how it is with your gold-digging asshole.
Is it the fly here that you see me rocking? Or is it that you see your girlfriend jocking? And if it wasn't big by the hoe, you wouldn't stop me.
But that's just how it is with your gold-digging asshole.
My house, things done changed. I got money giving me brains, and I don't know their names. Now that I got some change, they got their hands out my day and getting a goddamn thing. The girl, she did my style, but I don't say too much. But if she like they getting ready, yo, they play too much. They think the haters gon' hate, but I don't see them as such. But then they tell their girl, I'm not letting me pimp too much. I cannot help your girl when I can't even help myself. And no, I can't pay your bills, I'm in debt myself. When you claim you knew the deal, you better check yourself. And you say you're independent, but what will help yourself? Now see, money, power, respect is what I earned in life. I got a different chick for every night, don't need a wife. But these hoes, I ain't got nothing but dick and dynamite. But I ain't fucking, I'm blowing up, so get your head right.
Is it the dollar bill that you like about me?
Well, if it is, then, bitch,
you can do what I've been.
But if it wasn't for the dog,
oh, you wouldn't stop me.
But that's just how it is with your gold-digging asshole.
Is it the fly here that you see me rocking? Or is it that you see your girlfriend jocking? And if it wasn't big by the hoe, you wouldn't stop me.
But that's just how it is with your gold-digging asshole.
Yeah, y'all know what time it is with y'all little stank ass. Always want to beg a nigga for some money and shit. Don't you give a nigga some money? You know they call me the team pimp. I ain't even bullshit.
And this ain't going out to all the ladies, but y'all hoes know who we talking about. The same hoes we seen coming up, I promise y'all won't see going down. Bye-bye, y'all. And that's it, folks.
I'm a nigga Big Teaser right there representing N.O. Shouts out to New Orleans out there, you know what I'm saying? And that was actually the wrong motherfucking song, but fuck it, you know what I'm saying? Went on ahead and played the shit anyway.
Please stop. I'm dying over here.
Alrighty then. Got somebody on the line, you know what I'm saying? I hear him.
Mail, motherfucker.
Oh. Because it's the wrong motherfucking button. You know what I'm saying? And just to let y'all know, man, this is We Have Justice Weeds Day. You know, been out of commission because the punk police wants to harass a nigga. But you know what I does. You know what I does. You know what I'm saying? Put them things on them. Put them bang on them. Nah, enough of that shit. Enough of that shit. Let me go ahead and beam a couple of people. Up in this mofo flipper, man, see what's going on the other side of the world. And I mean the world. Beam up, Taylor. Where the hell Sadie J has at, man? I ain't seen Sadie J in a minute. Where's my beam at? Y'all hold on a second. Move out of the way, Timmy. Get your ass out of the way, boy. Get your ass out of the way. All right. Here we go. Timmy all in the way.
Timmy!
Fuck out the way, boy. That was it. He knocking off my damn transport. Ain't this a mother... Get your ass out of the way. All right, let's see what's happening and see what that. What the f*** is going on? We got to do heartbeam. Heartbeam, people coming through heartbeam. Here we go, heartbeam. Motherfucking shit. What the hell going on? Sorry, y'all. I think Timmy done spilled some juice. Get your ass out the way, boy. There we go. What's happening? What's happening? We got Miss Teresa in the building representing Cal Tipping, Texas. What's happening?
Nothing
more,
not too much.
Okay, all right, all right. Where you been hiding that, woman?
Nothing much, you know. Just chilling, relaxing, you know.
Just relaxing. How the weather in old Texas?
Just living life.
Woman, I say, how the weather? Kind of shit.
The weather? It's pretty hot. It's hot.
Finally not heated up. Y'all got them cold nights still?
Every now and then, yeah.
It's been getting pretty cool out here. I don't know what the hell going on. Hotter than a biscuit. Dropping now, 50 degrees.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Well, shit, summertime, it's going to be hot all full 24 hours, shit. When our summertime hit, it'd be hot as hell in the daytime and then humid as hell at nighttime and all the fucking mosquitoes come out. And they so bad this year, man, shit. Them motherfuckers out in full force like code enforcement or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the past 2 weeks, though, you know, catch you up. You know what I'm saying? What's been going on? I been going through it with the law. You know what I'm saying? With the popos. And went to jail for videotaping these old stupid motherfuckers. And dude just basically, he got mad because I was talking about his ass on camera. So I guess he felt justified by placing me under arrest and taking my shit. But now, you know what I'm saying, I got their ass on a Bunsen burner, goddamn it, because they done pushed the envelope, and I done tried their system, and I go to court May 3rd, but I went down to the damn main police department, you know what I'm saying, to the main police station and filed a report with the internal affairs on the ass, and this is what I'm going to tell everybody out there in this listening area, man, don't sit up there and fight no motherfucking police. Don't sit up there argue with their ass. Don't do none of that shit. Let them do what the fuck they do. And then you make sure you got all your I's dotted and T's crossed. And then take your ass in there to the Internal Affairs office and you file a motherfucking complaint against their ass. Enough people start doing that, they'll stop all that motherfucking harassment in the streets.
They will.
You know what I'm saying? We got what they call a vice squad down here, undercover police or rock soldier, whatever kind of bullshit name they put to themselves. But, you know, these motherfuckers around here, I know California? Yeah, that's Cal, I think he say they ride, you know, undercover police look like Mounties or something, but you can identify them as, you know what I'm saying, you know that's the undercover police, you know what I'm saying? But here, shit. The motherfucker that arrested me, this bitch arrested me with some sunglasses on, motherfucking unidentified visor on, just old regular visor, some shorts on, some Dockers, and a fucking black t-shirt, you know what I'm saying, with the damn police badge sold on to it. But then he had his damn vest over the police badge, you know what I'm saying, blocking his identification. Like, what the fuck is that?
He didn't want you to know he was a cop. That's what it was.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So when I'm sitting down with the internal affairs, the dude asked me. He was like, "Well, did you see any identification?" I'm like, "No, he didn't have shit. You know how they normally have the badge hanging out on the little chain?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, bitch had all that shit tucked away. You couldn't, I was saying, the only way I knew, you know what I'm saying? He was like, well, how did you know that? I said, because motherfucker, I film their ass every day. Ain't no no-brainer. What the hell is a police officer in uniform, you know what I'm saying, doing sitting here with a car pulled over and some mysterious car just going to pull up and get out and start talking to the police? You know, that, I mean, come on, that don't even sound right. So I had to tell the dude, I'm like, man, I know what the hell undercover police look like. I ain't 15 and shit, you know what I'm saying? Been there, done that. So, yeah, he said, showing me pictures and shit. I identified all them motherfuckers. I'm like, that was every single one of them bitches that was sitting out there. But that ain't who the fuck I want, you know what I'm saying? Just the motherfucker who came up talking that old fuck shit to me. You know what I'm saying? That's the only nigga I'm trying to burn. He thought, you don't want to press, make no complaints against any other officers. Hell no. Nah. You know what I'm saying? I ain't doing this shit out of spite. You know, I'm doing this shit out of motherfucker because you done put my damn world in a jam for a minute. You know what I'm saying? He jammed my shit up. Took my camera, took my cell phone, and took my damn VA card. Took my VA card talking about I presented it to him as a goddamn press pass. You know what I'm saying? But I just told the stupid motherfucker I was a part of the press. I am a member of the press. This right here, Blog Talk Radio, makes you a member of the press. You know what I'm saying? You reporting news to the world. So what the fuck is that? That's news. You a reporter. You know what I'm saying? He trying to blow it up. Oh, so you're saying it's just online. Motherfucker, I don't give a damn. It's just on VHS. If it's out there to the world and the world is responding to it or has a chance to respond to it, shit, that's called news. That makes me a reporter. I ain't got to walk around with no damn press pass that says international news reporter, none of that dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? To be able to use my camera. But this is how the man, the little detective dude tried to play it up. You know how they try to put you in court before you even go to court?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They sit up there and they drill you with questions. And then they try to flip the same question and come back. So while I'm sitting here talking to him, this motherfucker going to tell me, well, did the plainclothes officer approach? I'm like, whoa. I want to see you getting the terminology fucked up. You got an undercover police officer, and then you got a uniform police officer. Because to me, when you say plainclothes, that just means, you know, a regular police officer. Because I don't know them terminology. See, we ain't on them two, you know, wavelengths. You know what I'm saying? Just like when I was saying crackers, because that's what we call the police here, you know what I'm saying? He kept saying crackers. No. See, you getting the shit all mixed up, just like the white dude in the goddamn high school. You feel me? I felt what the fuck he was saying. You know? And I wasn't fired or reprimanded his ass at all, because at least he took the time to make the understanding, you know what I'm saying, and decipher the two words. Nigger is a form of what people try to use as a racial slur. Nigga, you know what I'm saying? It's just what we use to identify each other, you know what I'm saying, on a friendly term. You know, what's up, my nigga, and all that. So when I said cracker, you know what I'm saying, that's what we call the police. Whether it's white, black, Mexican, it don't matter. They ain't got nothing to do with color. You know what I'm saying? But then the way he said it was, okay, so you said the crackers. No, I didn't say that. So you get my terminology all fucked up. You know what I'm saying? The crackers is the police. You know, down here in Florida, a white person would call themselves a Florida cracker. You know what I'm saying? That's what they call themselves. I ain't giving that designation. You know what I'm saying? You don't see me call myself no Florida nigga either. So, you know. Yeah, man, he tried to blow that up like that was, you know, something pertinent and stuff. And I'm like, no, this. That ain't got nothing to do with the price of rice in China, you know what I'm saying? And then he was like, well, did you say, it don't matter to me, I'm being part of time, it don't matter what the hell I said, because that's what your motherfucking amendment rights are for. That's what freedom of speech, freedom of press, freedom to look at it, what the fuck ever you want to look at, you know what I'm saying? You got that freedom, and once that shit is violated, well, somebody got to pay the consequences for it, you know what I'm saying? And I done paid the motherfucking consequences. Yeah, I'm suffering for like fucking 2 weeks, man. Missed like 4 or 5 gigs. You know what I'm saying? I was supposed to get paid for videotaping. I missed all of them, lost all kind of money. You know what I'm saying? DJ, I done lost all kind of shit. Man, you got me fucked up if I ain't trying to take you bitches to the goddamn wall, to the wall, to the wall. You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
I guess he didn't think he was going to do
that. You know what I mean? Nah, they didn't. They didn't because a lot of niggas down here go through that same bullshit every day and they just take it. You feel me? I ain't about taking that shit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. The only thing y'all finna take is the wrath from my motherfucking hand, goddammit, when I put this mighty pen on y'all ass and write this motherfucking statement out. You know what I'm saying? That you hurt a motherfucking person in their pockets. You don't try to hurt them physically. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to be able to do that. You hurt them in them pockets, you done kill them physically, mentally, socially, they don't want to do shit. You know what I'm saying? Cause you done took that old fake ass green buck out of them. You know what I'm saying? And they can't, now they feel like they can't move. Right, you got them boxed in. Party time, what's up, homie?
I can show what's
good. Oh, up here conversate with Miss Treese, who conversating with 400 other people in the background.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Treese, where you at?
In the car.
Oh, you got all the people around. But tell all y'all Texans, tell all the Texans up there to Florida, say what's happening. All right.
I'm doing what I can, you know.
Oh, want me to scream that shit out? Hey, Florida, say what happened? Or put the bitch on speakerphone then, shit. What kind of shit is this? What the
hell? No,
back in.
You did the who? What happened?
I said my grandpa's in the trade
car. Oh, it's your granddad. Okay, tell Pops I say what happened. I ain't got no. Well, I got some Marvin Gaye I play for him. You want to hear some Marvin Gaye? Got to give it up. Give it up. You see your pop do the old dead leg, you know what I'm saying? Put that leg out. Well, y'all know nothing about that there. Y'all know nothing about that there. They called the dead leg. I used to do this back in my days. That way you kick that leg out and keep it stiff. And then you work that thing around, you know what I mean? Work that thing, bam. Watch out, girl. Uh-oh, put that dead leg on you. Bow, bow, bow. Oh. Sorry. Not vibrant, you know what I mean? But, yeah, man, we have Justice Weed State, you know what I'm saying? So now that I've been through the wrangler and shit, you know what I'm saying? I went. Now check this out. I went to Eternal Fest twice, right? Hold on a second. Hold on. I gotta change the damn CD out. Hold on. Burn some goddamn music up for the block. Nah, I wasn't fucking around and went to Internal Affairs, right, the first time. This was on 420. This was like a couple weeks ago. Last week. I went to talk to Internal Affairs. This motherfucker I talked to, you know what I'm saying, some bitch ain't write shit down, you know what I'm saying, on the paperwork, you know. But then come to find out, when I come back a week later, because shit wasn't being done, you know what I'm saying? Fast enough for me. And I was like, I talked to the lawyer. The lawyer said, look, you need to get a written report. I don't give a damn what they tell you. You tell them you want a written report. So when I went up in there spraying that, you know what I'm saying? The dude was like, well, I mean, you got a written. No, that ain't what I want. I want a written report. I mean, I want a written statement or something to show that I came in here, told you the entire story. So if you agree with it or don't agree with it, that's one thing. But when I talked to the first dude, and I told him the whole story, this motherfucker actually turned around and gonna say, well, it sounds to me like you was being rude to the officer. And honestly, to me, it, you know what I'm saying? To me, it sounds like with other people, you can be a very rude person, that you're probably a very rude person to other people. I say, well, hold on. I say, because honestly, that's your opinion. And that ain't got nothing to do with this case. He's like, yeah, you got a point. Exactly. I don't want to hear all that fucking, mentor bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Them motherfuckers was wrong. They shouldn't approach me. And I wouldn't have said what the fuck I said to them. You know what I'm saying? They would have did their job just like I'm doing mine. Everything would have kept the peace. But how about 11 o'clock that morning, I went and seen this motherfucker. It only took like 20 minutes for me to see him, right? About 4 o'clock that afternoon, I ain't even know now. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even know. But 4 o'clock that afternoon, they had done motherfucking dropped the case. Yeah, the motherfuckers dropped the case.
They did.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because, see, they ain't think a motherfucker going to take them seriously. You know what I'm saying? Because the way I handled it at first, I ran around town trying to handle it on my own. You know what I'm saying? I talked to 2 different lieutenant commanders. I talked to shift sergeants, corporals, all these old penny-ante motherfuckers, and nobody can tell fucking give me no real direction. But now I take it to y'all goddamn, you know what I'm saying, y'all overseers, which is the internal affairs for the police. You know what I'm saying? That's the overseers for the police. It's the goddamn internal affairs. Everybody has a watchdog. Believe that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has somebody watching over everybody, you know, because motherfuckers know bitches do crooked shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's shit. What the fuck ain't no happening? So when he taking the report down, he telling me, who the fuck is Jackal? Oh, that's what's up. What's up, my nigga? You know what I'm saying? Side night. Now, I'll get back into that in a second. Got all off track. So when I went in there and made the report, you know what I'm saying, he looked that up. He had took the whole report from me. And I was like, well, damn, what happened to the report? The dude, you know what I'm saying, the first dude wrote. He was like, well, actually, that guy's retired last week. What?
That's bullshit.
What? The fuck you mean he retired? Where the fuck is my damn report at? Where the fuck is my case at? That motherfucker wrote down like 3 words on my shit. No bullshit. Video recorder, a cell phone, and ID. That's all that motherfucker wrote into my shit. No report filed at all. Look at this gay ass shit. So had I not went in there, you know what I'm saying, the second time, you know, to do this follow-up, first of all, it wouldn't have been no track of it. It wouldn't have been no investigation, no report even started. You know what I'm saying? And then I wouldn't have known about, you know what I'm saying, the simple fact that the goddamn court date is, you know what I'm saying, been dismissed. Now, they ain't sent me no paperwork in the mail, so, bitch, I'll be in court May 3rd with y'all motherfucking asses. Not even playing no motherfucking games, so I just stand there. You have to ask me why the fuck I'm in court. Yeah. You goddamn right, because I ain't playing y'all bullshit. Huh? Fucking right, they're gonna give my shit back. Yeah, that case is mid. I'm waiting for a bitch to call me to give me my shit back. But the only thing is now, they're tying my shit up is because now the internal affairs done jumped into it. So now they got to review the videotape, not the ID and all that. I can go back and get that. You know what I'm saying? But they got, now he got to sit there and review the videotape. Because in the videotape, you know what I'm saying, it's gonna show exactly where the fuck I was standing at, how far the fuck away I was standing. You know what I'm saying? And then it's going to show, well, it ain't going to show because there ain't no reason why the motherfucker came up and was fucking with me. You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to show none of that. But my 2 witnesses that was goddamn standing behind at Party Time and Big B can attest to where the fuck I was standing at. You know what I'm saying? And the way the motherfucker wrote it up in the report, he made it like I approached him and I'm standing on private property, but he wrote it up to like I walked damn near all the way in the street like I was in their face and shit. You know what I'm saying? Just like blatantly trying their ass. Man, hell to the no. We got a $250 camera, bitch. I can stand a good little distance away and get everything that I need and don't even be worrying about you.
Got a good camera.
Huh?
I said it got real good zoom, you know what I mean? Like, you could stand far away and still.
Yeah. So that's what I was trying to explain that to the damn cop. I'm like, man, I don't know what the fuck y'all don't think a nigga is in 2010 now, but, you know, VHS went out the window, like, you know, years ago. So, yeah, you know, HD been up in this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? which is what kills me when I be watching cameras and motherfuckers talking about, can you identify this suspect? Motherfucker, hell no. Look like y'all using the first video cameras that came out. You know what I'm saying? But I run a red light, you know what I'm saying, at the goddamn stoplight, and a bitch sent me the goddamn HD picture of my tag, you know what I'm saying, the whole vehicle, and then me actually running the light. And I mean, all this shit is in HD. Yeah, I'm talking about an HD picture, goddamn it. That's what they mailed me in the goddamn mail. So ain't no goddamn way you going to be able to tell me that. Nowadays, motherfuckers robbing banks, you know what I'm saying? They still on the news show that old, you know what I'm saying, unpixelated goddamn picture and shit, like, it's all fuzzy. You feel me? Come on now. McDonald's got goddamn HD cameras in their shit. But you motherfuckers, come the hell on. You know what I'm saying? Little convenience stores and shit. The camera, when you go in there, though, the camera look gooder than a bitch. But then when you see the shit repeated on the news, man, that shit looks fucked up. Like, what?
That's who.
Huh? That who?
That's dope. Shoot, y'all got bad cameras like that.
What the hell, man? Shit.
Feel bad banks the same way. How you got all this money protected and you got cameras that can't identify nothing?
Oh shit! I got to look back. Matter of fact, I was videotaping inside the police department. They got all these goddamn paganistic ass paintings hanging up and shit. And I wanted to put a couple of them on film, but I ain't know if you can really, you know what I'm saying, just outright videotaping that motherfucker. Since I got a case against them for videotaping, I ain't really want to push the issue. You know what I'm saying? So I like fuck it. I whooped my shit out though, and I recorded a few little paintings and shit. But yeah, man, they got a scene in the police department to where they got the fucking Indians on one standing on shore, you know what I'm saying? And then they got the white man coming up, you know, and then the depiction of the picture is the Indians are bowing down to these motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, presenting them with fruits and shit, you know what I'm saying, for barter and trade. But then it shows these motherfuckers coming up with the mediator in the front, you know what I'm saying, the dude that's going to talk to him, but behind him stands religion, you know what I'm saying, they got the motherfucker who's there to bring religion, and then behind him they got the motherfucker standing with his sword and shit, you know what I'm saying, and his helmet and sword to back all that shit up. So when we touch down land, you know what I'm saying, yeah, we gonna come to this agreement. So if you motherfuckers basically don't accept what the fuck we saying, you know what I'm saying? You don't accept our religion, then we're going to motherfucking do what we just did. And they murdered everybody. They killed all the goddamn Indians they could. And that shit is depicted on the wall inside the motherfucking Tampa Police Department. You just got to know what you're looking for. You know what I'm saying? So,
what it mean when you're looking at it?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They got another one. Faggot-ass, faggot ass naked dude, you know what I'm saying, laying down. You know how they got them Greek sculptures and shit, dude, you know what I'm saying, laying down with his hand on his arm, with his hand on his leg, cocked up, and the other one's laid out. But now he laid out like he looking at the world and shit. So you see a rocket coming up from out of the sea and shit. Then you got it's got depictions of space travel. You know what I'm saying? And these are old pictures and shit. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, how the hell you know about rockets and space travel and all this shit? You know what I'm saying? Back then. So, the painter, you know what I'm saying, was already really painting a picture of the future. You know what I'm saying? Which ain't no real future. You know what I'm saying? Because when you break down time travel, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers be thinking Stargate 9 and all that type shit. You know what I'm saying? Time travel is simply what we're doing right now. You know what I'm saying? If you want to talk to the past, log on to the website and shit, talk to Cyanide. You know what I'm saying? He in motherfucking Netherlands right now. So the Netherlands is hours ahead of us. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, 8 hours, 6 to 8 hours or whatever ahead of us. You know what I'm saying? And then if you want to, you know, talk to the past, You know what I'm saying? Talk to your past. Fucking talk to somebody in Hawaii. Everybody is ahead of us. That's what's so fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's in the future compared to us. Alexander, who's in Singapore, 12 hours ahead of us in the future. You know what I'm saying? So really, you actually talking to your future, but you talking to in your present, though. You know what I'm saying? You could talk to your past and your future. You know what I'm saying? Right here in your present. Because all that time travel, mental mind travel, and all that shit, man, please. You ain't finna get nowhere physically up off this motherfucker. Yeah, you could mental mind travel, but physically, you know what I'm saying? The only person you're going to be able to talk to is just who I just said. You know what I'm saying? And if he call up right now, and that's just the miracle of modern technology, is to be able to have us all in sync at one time. You know what I'm saying? Where before, you know, I'd call his motherfucking house and I wouldn't know what time it was over there. You know what I'm saying? So I might be trying to call at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. It's 12 in the morning. Through the power of the internet, though, you know what I'm saying? Now, this is going to link everybody up all at once. Boom. We all can come to one central place. You know what I'm saying? We can all talk about issues in the present, though. You know what I'm saying? So whatever he covers, that already happened, though. That really happened 12 hours, you know what I'm saying, ahead of time. It already happened, but we ain't heard about it yet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So really, we already time travel, man. Time travel to me is every time I talk to a motherfucker that's not from Florida, and a bitch is 4 hours ahead, 6 hours ahead, 8 hours ahead, 12 hours, 16 hours ahead. You know what I'm saying? You know, all the way into the next day. You got people that are like New Zealand. You know what I'm saying? Little Lola in New Zealand. She's 16 hours ahead of us. So that means that she's not only a day ahead of us, she's a day and a half ahead of us. She already a day and a half into her next day already. You know what I'm saying? Which is kind of hard to fathom the thought of that, you know?
Well, if it's Tuesday over there where you at, it's already Wednesday. Where she at?
It was already Wednesday night.
Yeah, Wednesday night, yes.
Yeah, it's Wednesday night. You're getting ready to go on to the next fucking day. It's like, goddamn. So you got to imagine, you know what I'm saying? You got to imagine travels, though. You feel me? Now, you coming from this time zone, and now you flying 16 hours into the future. You see what I'm saying? You're leaving your present, and you are actually flying 16 hours into the future. So that's why your biological clock be all fucked up, you know what I'm saying, for at least a week, you know, by time, you know what I'm saying, by time when you touch down. It's like going to Europe, you know what I'm saying? You go to Europe, that first time you touch down, you're going to feel you're going to feel jet lag, but then what it is just that time zone change, because you actually, when you fly overseas, you will fly through a point. You know what I'm saying? I forgot what the hell they call it, but it's a point in the air. It's a point on the planet where day meets night. You know what I'm saying? You know, and that's where that yin and yang sign come in. That, you know what I'm saying? Because half the world is in daytime and half the world is in nighttime. But you know, through modern technology now, we can fly. You know what I'm saying? Through the time zones. So when you flying to Germany, you will reach a point where I promise you, that's why I tell you to leave your windows closed. You know what I'm saying? When you fly in the air, because a lot of people can't handle it. You know what I'm saying? Seeing the sight of the entire other half of the world dark. I mean, yeah, I can't even explain it until you actually see it for yourself, but the entire half of the world, when you look out the window, is dark. You are flying into a black wall, basically. That's what it looks like. You are flying into a big-ass black wall, and you don't see anything until you actually are into it. You know what I'm saying? And then you can be into it, look back, and you will see, you know what I'm saying, light. All, you know, you will see a dividing line, you know what I'm saying, between day and night. And it's a point on the planet, you know what I'm saying, where you can actually stand. Half of your body will be in daytime, and half of your body will be in the nighttime.
Wow.
That's why you have yin and yang. Yeah, man, it can fuck you up if you know what I'm saying. If you know, one of them, I don't know, mentally challenged people and shit. Yeah, so. Is you talking? You still in the car, woman?
I'm trying to put all the stuff in the bag.
Oh, you grocery shopping?
No, my grandpa, he's trading his car in for another car, and he told me to get all this stuff and put it in the bag for him so I can put it in a new car.
Oh, Pop's trading it in. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Pop's going to move on up like the Jefferson. Shit.
Yeah. He's getting a new car. He's trading in for another one. Like,
what did he get?
It looks like a, what did he get? I know it's white. I don't know what it is yet. You told me the color was white.
The motherfucker say just car on the back. Ain't even got no name on that motherfucker. Just car, goddammit. Just car and go. What's the name, what? Car and go, motherfucker. Shit, that's all I wanted. I wanted the base model. I ain't want no name on that shit. Tell them to keep they Toyota name and everything. Just put the car in black letters on the back, real big and shit. Car and go. All right, man. Y'all check this out, man. Cause we already well into the nutty news of the day, man. I'm gonna come back after this song and give y'all some news from around the world, and I mean
the world.
My nigga Deuce right here, new single. Can't live with him, can't live without him. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. Yeah, man.
Just the way the game goes. Throw up a deuce, smoke a L, man. Fuck them hoes. Chill with quit your boots. Smoking L, man, fuck them hoes. I'm concentrating on living good instead of the fear. Gotta keep against a bitch that like to get bread. Can't live with it. I can't live with it.
Okay, the fuck am I? All right, people, let's see if we can get into this news, because I don't know what the hell just happened. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck just happened. All right, fuck it. Let's go ahead and get it crunk. It's time for the nutty news of the day, people. You already know what time it is. Look at your watch if you don't. Time for the Nutty News of the Day, y'all. Provided you're part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy off-the-wall news. Well, you only going to hear some crazy shit like this, you know what I'm saying? Right now, until my dog get back on L, you know what I'm saying? 186 Deuce will return back on L Monday, you know what I'm saying? After the follow-up of the Straight Loc Records album. You know what I'm saying? Due to be released, my homeboy, Mr. Goofy Bone, you know what I'm saying, has finally finished up the project. So he will be getting back on the air, blessing the airwaves, and doing it real big. And play a little Straight Loc in the background. As we get up on the news, man, the nutty news from around the world. And I mean the world. And shouts out to Heavenly Angel and friends, whoever over there having that baby. You know what I'm saying? May the Lord help you have a good big baby boy, baby girl. You know what I'm saying? Going down. We started this thing off in London, people, where man plants flowers in potholes. Okay. Cyclist Steve Ween decided to plant cyclamen. Narcissus and Polyanthus in the holes after becoming fed up with the state of roads. The 33-year-old's green do-gooding is proving popular as his website, thepotholegardener.com, has had 25,000 hits in the first month. I'm a mad king gardener, but I live in a small flat without a garden, said Mr. Ween from Shoreditch, East London. I don't see how in the hell that would make sense. Being that people gonna stomp on the fucking shits, and then when they start growing, they're actually gonna cause the concrete to further split, break, and tear up because of the fucking roots that grow underneath the concrete. You dumbass. Alrighty. All right, let's go on over here to New York, where a woman refuses to return the $17,500 ring. Yeah, guess why? Because a New York woman who refused to return a $17,500 engagement ring after marriage plans fell apart said she will go to court to keep the jewelry. Fucking right. Colette DiPirio, 28, said ex-fiancé Christopher Reinhold, 25, gave her the ring on her birthday in May, so she does not feel obligated to return it despite the end of the engagement. Got you by the balls there, brother. Who's to say you didn't give it as a birthday present? You know what I'm saying? And now you just bringing your greedy ass because you done broke the fuck up. Listen, men out there that do stupid shit like that, if you bought something out the kindness of your heart, you know what I'm saying? You might as well call that and charge it to the game. You know what I'm saying? Women, you buy me some shit, don't come back telling me something. I want all my shit back. The only thing you're going to get is either me pissed all on the shit or me burning all that fuck shit up. Now you can have all that bullshit back if that's the way you feel about it. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. But anyways, we over here in Turkey. Yeah, where Noah's Ark lies have been found atop Mount Ararat in Turkey. Alrighty then. Noah shepherded them through the flood two by two and ended up in Turkey. That's what a group of Chinese and Turkish evangelical explorers is claiming after having found what it says are pieces of the religious icon's famed boat on Mount Ararat. It's not 100% that it is Noah's Ark, but we think it is 99.9% that this is it. Yuang Wing Chong, a Hong Kong documentary filmmaker, told, man, what the fuck ever, man. Noah's Ark is in goddamn Egypt, where the motherfucker landed at a long time ago, and is still the fuck there. Y'all keep believing that bullshit. What the fuck is an evangelical explorer any motherfucking way? They're just telling me you an explorer that's using motherfucking state and taxpayers' funds to fund your goddamn runaround looking for motherfucking so-called religious artifacts. Man, please. I ain't going for that bullshit. But, hey, you know, this is Nutty News, baby. Nutty News of the day. Shout out to Ashwood. What's happening, home skillet?
What's happening?
What's up, mofo flipping, man. Yeah, you hear that old crazy dumb shit talking about the goddamn Ark is in fucking Turkey, man. What the hell, up?
Yeah.
You motherfuckers don't. All our original shit is just where it originally came from. Back in goddamn Africa, back in Egypt. Mm-hmm. So, I don't give a damn what the rest of the part of the world finds. You know what I'm saying? All that old bullshit that they done man-made, make it look old, and make it look authentic and shit, and then they plant the shit. How in the hell all this motherfucking time, you know what I'm saying, a bitch just finding some, man, what the hell, level? All right. I'm over here in Nebraska. Shouts out to Heineken Light, home of the only beer that won't get you drunk, but it tastes like it. Shit. Goddamn. This is it, boy. You ever taste the Heineken Light? Ash.
What's that?
Okay, you ever taste the Heineken Light?
Heineken Light? No, I don't think
yeah.
I never tasted Heineken Light.
It is. It tastes like it tastes almost like Heineken. It tastes awful like Heineken. It gets you. I don't know what the hell it gets you. It gives you the appearance that you actually drinking a Heineken. Without the buzz. Yeah. All right, we in motherfucking Nebraska, where toilet paper head bandit is sought. What I'm talking about, yeah. A man who wrapped his head in toilet paper was caught on surveillance video as he calmly pulled off the knife point robbery of a Nebraska convenience store. The video shows the unknown robber walking up to a Lincoln store as a clerk was smoking outside. with your stupid ass shit that motherfucking did anyway, you dumbass. Now what the fuck be wrong with y'all employees? Daytime, you might be able to get away with that. Nighttime, nah. After accompanying the employee back inside, the suspect flashed a knife and demanded money from the safe. Is you motherfuckers serious? I would have ran to the can aisle and said, bring it. And I would have tore his ass up with a million motherfucking cans of SpaghettiOs, goddammit. And then hit his ass in the head with a bunch of goddamn toilet paper, since you want to wrap your head in toilet paper. The hell going on, job? Pussy-ass store clerk, though. Got me fucked up. All right. Let's go on over here to Lowell, Massachusetts, where flat-screen TVs are missing. Yeah, from the courthouse. How did that happen? Uh-huh. Officials are trying to figure out how two 43-inch flat-screen television disappeared from an unlocked Lowell Superior Court earlier this month. Probably because they were unlocked, stupid motherfuckers. The court does have video surveillance, but nobody monitors the cameras over the weekend, and recordings are not made. What the hell kind of stupid shit is that? You can't go to the courthouse on the weekends downhill. Them bitches ain't going to be open. When the courthouse closed. What the fuck is that? I ain't never heard no shit like that. All right, that's a new one to me.
Up on the weekend, no ass won't see the judge till Monday.
You feel me? Yeah, there ain't no goddamn shit open. There ain't shit open.
Y'all
went
to see the judge. Worst day to get locked up is Friday and Saturday. Don't get locked up on Saturday.
No, that's your ass. Be sitting that bitch the whole weekend on the humbug, but free. All right, we over in Canada, man. Shouts out to all my Canadians out there. Where a family wins school lunch case and gets $17,000. It is no fucking way. But yes, way. A Quebec Filipino family has won a human rights fight against a Montreal school board that allegedly discriminated against a 7-year-old student by reprimanding him for eating like a pig. Yeah, man, y'all, come the fuck on. Luke, now 11 years old, said he was reprimanded by a school hall monitor for eating his lunch by breaking up the food with a fork and pushing it into a spoon.
What the
a
hell?
Traditional Philippine way of eating. Are you motherfucking serious?
Shit. That's nutty.
No, that's nutty. I don't know. I don't even know what to say about that dumb shit. What the? Y'all, I mean, because it's a kid involved. You feel me? That just shows the stupidity of an adult's mind thinking. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to kids. You know, I mean, all you all don't need to be working around no motherfucking kids, man. I don't give a fuck if it's a hall monitor, lunchroom, goddamn monitor, work, or what the fuck ever. If you don't motherfucking work well with kids, you don't need to be working around them. All right. I don't know. Just keep it moving, people. Fuck it. Keep it moving. Shout out to F1 Diamond. Up there in motherfucking Memphis, Tennessee. And we're in Indianapolis, Indiana, where city water has musty taste and smell. Drink it anyway. Yeah, right. Imagine that. An unusually early algae outbreak is causing a bad taste and smell in the drinking water. The source of the algae has been traced to Prairie Creek Reservoir near Muncie, where water is released into the White River, which flows into Indianapolis water treatment plant. The algae produces chemical compounds that cause a musty taste and smell in water, which officials stress is nonetheless safe to drink. Man, you got me fucked up. Y'all better go out and get some bottled water. And wait till that goddamn algae just floats over. Because you start drinking that shit, you know what I'm saying? Bitches start getting sick. And then they want to say, you know what I'm saying? After the fact, oh, don't drink the water. Man. What the hell, Ellen? All right, back in Philadelphia, crowd attacks men in Nazi garb. Why the fuck wouldn't you? What the fuck y'all got some goddamn high Hitler's bullshit on? You know, and motherfuckers, they just confuse me so goddamn much. You know, Hitler wasn't even from goddamn Germany and shit. You know, he ain't a German. He from some other goddamn country, Austria. I think he's from Austria and shit. So, I mean, you ain't even a German. Anyways, three men wearing Nazi garb sparked a brawl with approximately 50 people outside a hardcore punk concert in Philadelphia. Witnesses said the men were mocked inside the Kyber Club for sporting tattoos of Nazi symbols and wearing camouflaged combat pants, World War II style coats emblazoned with SS emblems, and Third Reich hats with Nazi insignias. The trio incited a semi-riot outside the venue in between two of the bands' sets. Got your ass whooped. That's what happened, stupid ass. I don't understand that. Why? I mean, why black folks ain't walking around with Black Panther shirts on? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. What is? I don't even. We ain't got no racist type of wear to put on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I think we all just need to go back to, you know, wearing our dashikis and all our big gold chains and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, we need something to combat that stupid shit. Mm-hmm. Just people who want to belong, you know what I'm saying, but don't know where they belong. And that's what killed me, too. These type of motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, be talking all this high Hitler and all this shit, but don't go back. They ain't never been to Germany to see what this shit, what it's all about, to see the truth. But y'all go off of the goddamn American-made propaganda and believe that shit. You know what I'm saying? Which kills me, man. It just kills me how people just believe in shit, you know what I'm saying? Just because a motherfucker, tell you to, basically. I don't know. New shit. Right here, this is Hurt. Call on that in the background, you know what I'm saying? Some new shit coming from. Let's go on over here to Berlin, where the wall has been knocked down now. That's what I'm talking about. Where a man steals electricity with a meat hook. The hell do you do that? German police are investigating a man for theft after he siphoned electricity off a high-voltage overhead transmission line for 1 month with the help of an ordinary meat hook. Ain't that a bitch? A 36-year-old man from Sibes in Lower Saxony concocted the plan to steal electricity after the power company cut him off for failure to pay his bills. How in the hell do you do that with a hook? All right, hold on, y'all. I got to read about that one. The man attached a cable to the meat hook and tossed it onto an overhead power line. He then drew power from the transmission line into his home, located about 150 meters away. Hell nah. I've never seen anything like this in my 34-year career, said the chief executive of regional utility in Oberlandwerk, Lenite Gimbau, whatever the fuck. It's incredibly dangerous and utterly stupid. An employee of the utility noticed a meat hook during a routine check. Locke said the man was lucky he is still alive and warned copycats not to try it. It will kill you. How the hell you got a raw? Are you fucking serious? I mean, well, he must have been serious. He got away with it over a month. Shit. But I mean, that's some scary shit, y'all. I mean, you running all that goddamn power. You know how many volts of power that motherfucker jacked into, and how do you know that the cable was strong enough to hold it? You know what I'm saying? Dang. All right. Shouts out to you, though, for your ingenuity. You know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby. You know, you can always show back up. Shouts out to Heavenly Angel. You know what I'm saying? Got to go out there and get her medical on. You know what I'm saying? Get her medical medication on. That's what it do. And big ups to Florida. UFOs flying off in here. You know what I'm saying? Hanging out. And y'all in tune into the Nutty News of the Day. You know, it's going down. And let's keep going. Let's go over here to Mexico, where Mexico issues advisory for Arizona, which y'all motherfuckers should. Gay-ass motherfuckers trying that fuck shit. Mexico's foreign ministry issued an advisory to Mexicans living and working in Arizona. In Arizona, there is a negative political environment for migrant communities and for all Mexican visitors, the advisory states. The new law requires Arizona police to determine whether people are in the United States legally if there is a reason to suspect they aren't, a.k.a. racial profiling. What the hell they motherfuckers talking about, man? Now you don't see that as racial profiling. I mean, how can you tell me, you know what I'm saying, which black person is supposed to be in jail and which one ain't? Was the same fucking way with Mexicans. How the hell are you going to tell which one of the motherfuckers? They ain't walk around with green cards tied around their goddamn necks and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's their ID. They damn sure shouldn't be required to. You embarrass me like that and shit. Man, kind of. Yeah, that's just New World Order, people. New World Order. You're going to keep hearing about it until, fuck it, we in it. And then you just got to govern yourself accordingly, so. Santa Ana, California, man killed clerk while stealing porn magazine. Damn, is it that serious, people? I mean, you have the fucking internet that gives you free porn. A Newport Beach man attempting to steal a pornographic magazine shoved a liquor store owner so fiercely that the man flew through the air and landed on the back of his head. A prosecutor told a jury. Hayo Hume, who owned Sportsman Liquor in Newport Beach for 15 years, died the day after the vicious attack from a fractured skull and massive bleeding in the brain. Man, well, you're going to have plenty of time to beat off, homie. Because your ass is going to jail for life after that shit. Man, with no porn magazines. You defeated the whole purpose. He's stupid, motherfucker. You got fired on your day off, dumbass. Oh, man, that shit's strong, though. Wow. Shout out to the strong light beer. Santa Clara, California. Happy Meal toys could be banned. Yeah, I think you should ban them because you're giving out wasteless pieces of crap to the kids. County supervisors in California have proposed that toys included in fast food restaurant meals for kids be banned, the LA Times reported. Officials in Santa Clara are convinced that luring kids into eating food with high sugar, sodium, and fat by using toys will make them overweight and cause long-term health problems. What kind of gay-ass excuse is that? You just can't tell the goddamn parents, hey, don't fucking feed the kids Happy Meals 5 fucking times a week. Like some of these dumbass parents do, take their fucking kids to McDonald's every fucking day to get them a damn cheeseburger or some kind of fast food. Because these lazy, dumbass parents don't want to cook for their kids. Don't blame that shit on no fucking toys. You don't blame some shit on some damn toys. Stop. Kids, y'all motherfucking talking about. You know what I'm saying? Stop. Kids, y'all talking about. Alright, anyway, shout out to Javon Black, you know what I'm saying, in the background. Little Kiki Zone. Where we at? New Zealand. Yeah, because dogs can understand human emotions. And I'm pretty sure it took a fucking university to figure that out. Golly, man, I need to just set up a project so I can get some of this fucking wasteless money. I want to see, I don't know, do cats piss on walls? I'm going to do a research study to see if cats really piss on walls. And do fucking dogs piss while sitting down or lying down? You know what I'm saying? Some fucking dumbass. Man, golly. Researchers at the University of Otago put 90 Dunedin dogs through their paces, showing some recorded images of babies laughing, crying, and babbling, and giving others verbal instructions from humans displaying happy or stern expressions. The dogs' responses indicated that they could tell the difference between a happy and an angry person and a laugh from a cry. Yeah. That's probably why they stay the fuck away from your dumb ass when you say, get your ass over here. Because he know he's finna get an ass whooping. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand, though. If a dog is in the motherfucking food chain or in the animal kingdom, should we say, and we are all part of the animal kingdom, including humans, what the fuck makes us any different from a goddamn dog, cat, bird, squirrel, what the fuck ever? And why in the hell, since the beginning of time, dogs been following orders, leading around blind people and all this other kind of dumb shit for you motherfuckers to, oh, let's research their behavior? Yeah, please. Alright, anyway, let's go over here to, Hastings, Nebraska, where a county to ditch smoking Obama a pig. Who the fuck cares if he smoked cigarettes? I mean, Bush ripped off the goddamn country, people. Is that outweighing Obama's cigarette habit? I mean, this motherfucker, fuck off. The Adams County Courthouse meeting room will soon be getting an official portrait of President Barack Obama nearly 18 months after Obama was elected. The portrait will hang in a spot that had held a framed black and white photo showing the president with a cigarette hanging from his mouth. That photo drew a complaint from a county official who found it disrespectful. You all don't have motherfucking pictures of Bush with a goddamn shoe flying at his motherfucking ass hanging up. So how the f*** you gonna have damn Obama with a cigarette in his damn mouth? The f*** is that, man? Alright, we're over here in Sydney. And I believe that's Australia. Where whale poop. Yeah, good old whale poop. Drink it in. Could save the planet. Yeah, whale droppings have emerged. Yeah, as a natural ocean fertilizer that could help combat global warming by allowing the southern ocean to absorb more carbon dioxide, Australian scientists have found. New research from the Australian... Man, come on, I ain't even read no more dumb shit like that. You stupid motherfuckers. Whales been shitting in the goddamn water since the beginning of goddamn time. So how the fuck did we get into global warming from the beginning? Oh, now, man, come the hell on, man. What? This is what I'm saying, people. People getting paid some motherfucking money, I mean, for absolutely the fuck nothing. I mean, for doing not nothing, but nothing. Damn. Kind of dumb. That's some, boy. Right, I got some cue harp in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? In the background. Must be my wife. Yeah, you know, it's Weeds Day, everybody. Wednesday is Weeds Day, goddammit. Smoke them if you ain't got them. I mean, if you got them. Yeah. All right, so check this out. We're in El Frida, something like that, Arizona, where 67 illegal immigrants are found in a U-Haul. All right. 67 illegal immigrants were found crammed inside a U-Haul truck near El Frida, Arizona, about 20 miles north of the U.S.-Mexico border, after deputies spotted it driving erratically. Cochise County Sheriff's spokeswoman Carol Coppas said the deputies pulled the U-Haul over, and the driver and front passenger ran out of the vehicle into the desert. This is what I don't understand. If the desert is just a wide open motherfucking area of sand and shit, how do you miss a motherfuckers running across the bitch? Like, how do you lose motherfuckers running across the bitch? Right. Probably because you don't. Yeah. All right. Let's take this thing on over here to Cuba. Because Cuba has 1 million excess workers on their payrolls. Okay. The Cuban government and its enterprises might have more than 1 million excess workers on their payrolls. About 95% of the jobs in Cuba's formal sector are with the government, ministries, their agencies, and enterprises. Those salaries are so low, averaging about $20 a month nationwide, that many Cubans also have off-the-books work to make ends meet. Oh, okay, I see what they're saying. Hell yeah. Shit, I love getting paid under the table. You know what I'm saying? Shit, that's what I'm doing, what I do. Fuck that shit. All right, let's go over here to Indiana, where Animal Rights is Humane Pens are killing chickens. Yeah, as more states move to ban restrictive livestock cages, the campaign to free egg-laying hens from cramped cages and shift them to pens, animal rights advocates call more humane, could be poised to unintentionally boost death among those birds. Decades of breeding to make the white leghorn hens that lay most of the nation's eggs more productive have also boosted the birds' territorial instincts, making them prone to pecking attacks so fierce they're often called cannibalism. Damn. Pecking other chickens to death and then they're eating their asses. Yeah, that's the whole thing about being captive, in captivity, you know what I'm saying? You come out with a whole nother sense of living, goddammit. Damn. All right, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Alligators fed live bunnies during grand opening. Yummy. Yeah, part of the celebration of the grand opening of a new business in Los Lunas, included in the exhibit of real live alligators, but some people who went there said they were shocked that it was a little too real. When we walked up, somebody tossed a live bunny into the pool for the alligators to eat, said Amara Heising. Which, man, let me tell you something, people. That is past disgusting. That is past inhumane. I don't know where the fuck PETA and all these other motherfucking so-called animal rights activists, where the fuck they at, because they damn sure ain't making headlines. But, yeah. Imagine that shit. Good old Santa Barbara, California. Anybody remember who Randy Quaid is? That's the dude that played on what the hell, all them goofy-ass movies. He played in a lot of goddamn movies. I'm trying to think. One movie he notable for. I don't know. I don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? He a motherfucking actor, though. He played in a lot of movies. You know what I'm saying? Randy Quaid. But him and his wife, Evie, appeared in court in Santa Barbara, California, and were promptly thrown in jail. Wow. Santa Barbara District Attorney Arnie Tolk said the vacation star and his wife arrived with their attorney in a bail bondsman. The court was angry. Judge Frank Oak some shit told the Quases that he felt they'd been disrespectful and brought up the last time they came to court flashing their Golden Globe Award. Hey, y'all some stupid motherfuckers. Boy, people think just because you got money that a bitch gives a fuck about you. You know what I'm saying? But you got to think that just because you got money, there's other motherfuckers out there that don't have money. And, yeah, they're probably pissed off at you. Yeah. I wouldn't come flashing shit in front of a broke person's face. You might get jacked. All right. We're in Indiana, where a man is suing Speedway for not selling him a lotto ticket. What in the hell? And into that, well, hey, we in the state of suing, goddammit. And that's why I'm suing shit. An Indianapolis man is suing a convenience store chain for the $11.5 million lottery jackpot. He says he would have won if a clerk had sold him a ticket. Charles Andrews, 70 years old, says he had picked the winning numbers for the February 2008 drawing, but workers at the Speedway store refused to sell him a ticket with a few minutes left before the sales cutoff. Yeah, brother, that is damn sure rightful grounds to sue. Yeah, I was just going to give him an award, but hell no. Yeah, I might have kicked somebody's ass over that one. That's some bullshit, huh? Damn. Well, anyways, Suffolk, England. You know, we got a lot of news. I guess I haven't noticed that. There's been a lot of fucking news hitting the headlines since just yesterday. Suffolk, England. Google Street View shoots same woman 43 times. Yeah. Wendy Southgate, 52 years old, might have become the most photographed person in a medium that is enjoyed by so many people around the world, Google Street View. One day she decided to take her dog for a walk. It seems as if the Street View car simply followed the same route as Wendy and Trixie and photographed this goddamn woman 43 fucking times. Okay. And nobody was noticing that. All righty then. I have to warn you people, this is the Nutty News of the Day. You know what I'm saying? Brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com. For all your wild, weird, and crazy off the motherfucking chain news, you going to hear it here first. And we keep moving on. Anybody remember Bret Michaels? I don't. But somebody does. Bret Michaels' prognosis is not great. Donald Trump claims to be in touch with people at the hospital where Bret Michaels remains in critical condition after suffering a brain hemorrhage. The 47-year-old rocker, who is currently competing on Trump's The Celebrity Apprentice, which was filmed several months ago, is in big, big trouble. And the prognosis is not great. Michaels' issue stems from the 63rd annual Tony Awards last June when he was hit in the head by a piece of scenery. Damn. That's fucked up. All right, well, we're going to end this thing in Irvine, California, where a man has a blood infection. And doctors have no way to tell him. Right. Somewhere in Westminster, California, there's a 38-year-old Vietnamese man who doesn't know he has a blood infection, and doctors have no way to tell him. The phone numbers and addresses, an address the man gave 2 weeks ago to the University of California Irvine Medical Center Emergency Department turned out to be wrong. Right. Ain't that a bit. I don't think you guys want to find him, though, honestly. You know what I'm saying? Let me see. Hold on. Yeah, I do. I got three more for you people, and we're going to get the fuck up out of here. We're in Springfield, Massachusetts, where Italian restaurant is to be named after mob boss. Yeah, right. The son of slain Springfield crime boss, Adolfo Big Al Bruno, is planning a very public tribute. An Italian restaurant bearing his father's name. Victor C. Bruno has applied for city licenses to open Adolfo's restaurant in the Worthington Street building, where he previously ran Caffeine's downtown eatery. Adolfo Bruno was gunned down in 2003 outside a social club. Yeah. Over here in Palin Land, Anchorage, Alaska to be exact, dog is honored for leading troopers to fire. Yeah. Buddy, and this is why I tell motherfucking Arabians, don't you ever goddamn call me buddy in your motherfucking life. If you don't call me brother or friend or some shit like that, I hate that shit. You walk into the store, hey, buddy, how are you, buddy? I ain't your motherfucking buddy. Dogs are called buddy. White people call their dogs buddy. So don't ever call me motherfucking buddy, or you will really, you gonna, don't even just call me that. But anyways, Buddy, the German Shepherd, was hailed as a hero for guiding Alaska state troopers through winding roads to a fire at its owner at his owner's workshop. The dash cam video shows Buddy meeting the troopers' vehicle, then dashing to the property about 55 miles north of Anchorage on April 4th. God damn, dogs is some motherfuckers. Bitch ran 55 miles to save your ass? Damn. Smell good ain't running a mile, goddammit, let alone 55. Shit. Hey, last but not least, y'all, we in San Bernardino, California. San Bernardino, that is. Where a man is suspected of stealing fire hydrants. How in the do you steal a fire hydrant? A Riverside County man was arrested for allegedly stealing dozens of fire hydrants to sell for scrap. Alrighty then. The man, 45, was arrested and remained jailed. Authorities in San Bernardino and Riverside counties say they suspect the man stole 45 hydrants. They believe he posed as a repairman, shut off the water, unbolted the 80 to 100 pound hydrants, and hauled them away in broad daylight. Damn. And nobody thought that was suspicious. A motherfucker going around. Wow. That is fucking crazy. Alright. Well, that'll do it for you. Nutty News of the Day, brought to you apart by nuttynewsoftheday.com for all your weird, wild, crazy, off the motherfucking chain news. You know what I'm saying? That you really only hear first on Regular Game Radio, a.k.a. Starship Smelly Prize. And, you know, that's what we do, man. So realize, people, it is a nutty, nutty world out there. You know what I'm saying? And just be happy where you stay the fuck at. You know what I'm saying? And that's real. Go ahead and beam up one more. Mofo flip up in this mofo. Let's see what the hell is going down. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Didn't mean to laugh at you. That was the wrong button. Trying to beam you up. All right, we got a caller. We got to beam on up in this mofo flipper real quick. Here we go, people. All right, unidentified flying caller. You are live on the Starship Smelly Prize. What's happening,
man? Tell your partner about me.
There you go, Mr. Deuce. In the motherfucking building. What's happening, man? I just played a goddamn song a little earlier. And then can't live without. Yeah, what's going on now, man?
Yeah, on the city chiropractic, dog.
You who?
Chiropractor, my nigga. Yeah, I get, gotta go through therapy and shit.
What happened to you?
Got hit by a car, my nigga.
What?
Yeah, man.
When the hell this happened?
Shit, last week.
Hell to the nah. What the?
How everything went, though, man.
What's that?
Yeah,
for the 420? Yeah. You know, it popped off 420, you know what I'm saying? We did what we do.
Yes,
I ain't going back, though. Nah, I ain't going back. I was going to do the touch the mic Tuesday, but nah, I ain't fucking with them like that.
What?
Yeah, I ain't fucking. Because, first of all, I show up to do my goddamn show. You know what I'm saying? I got 30 passes to sell and shit. So by 11 o'clock, the motherfucking dude, you know, little manager walk up and go ask me, you know what I'm saying, talking about where your people's at, you know what I'm saying, where all your people's at. But first of all, when I came the Tuesday before that, you know what I'm saying, and I walked in the goddamn building like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, these motherfuckers was open. So I'm like, well, I thought y'all be closed. The damn lady tells me, nah, we open every day. I'm like, well, the motherfucker, my homeboy told me that y'all ain't open on Tuesdays. You know what I'm saying? That's why we supposed to be having a little private night. We're going to be starting here. She was like, no, baby, we open every day. And it's a DJ at night. So I'm like, what you mean it's a DJ? Man, we come showing up. It's already a nigga named DJ Spider. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to DJ Spider. Old school cat. He already up in there DJing. So I'm like, well, how the fuck you going to ask a DJ to come and DJ at a club a bitch already DJing at? You know what I'm saying? So the way I had to look at it, I had to take a step back, and I'm like, where the fuck are your people at? Because if this bitch been open since 3 o'clock in the afternoon, where your regular patrons that come on a Tuesday night if you've been advertising for this motherfucking club? Where the fuck your people's at? You feel me? I mean, it wasn't nobody showed up. By 11:30, you know what I'm saying, a couple people showed up. I had probably 30 people show up. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to them 30 people that showed up. We had a good smoky-ass time. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, the motherfucker came out and asked me that bullshit. I'm like, man. So when I left, you know what I'm saying, that night, I had to think to myself, wait a minute, man. I ain't finna be coming back no every Tuesday, cutting off my motherfucking Coco's money to come up here and have to push a DJ out the way and then make y'all fucking night hot because you bitches don't want to advertise. You know what I'm saying? Hell no. Nah. I'm like, fuck that. Y'all can keep this old bullshit. I don't need no club. You feel me? I'm club smell so good. Everywhere I go. Give me an open lot, goddammit, and I'll turn that bitch into the club. I assure you. I ain't even mad. Fuck that. You better ask Coco about me. Up in the city, goddammit. Shit. Ask Coco about me. Y'all ain't no fuck time with that. I ain't with that shit. But damn, I'm sorry to hear that, boss man. Damn. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, Lord, that you is alive, though, because shit. These bad driving-ass motherfuckers around here, boy, they hit the kill, shit. They don't hit the engine. They try to take you on out the box, like, nigga, you know I ain't got no insurance. Okay, I might well take you all out the box. I gotta take you all out the box. Shit, fuck it. Maybe I can hit you hard enough that goddamn it, you won't remember who hit you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't trust these people. I don't even see how motherfuckers ride motorcycles and mopeds around this old bad driving. I'll issue you a license out the special K box ass motherfucking place.
Florida no fault, and it's a Florida no fault state.
You feel me? Like, and that's what killed me. Why do we have to have insurance if nobody's at fault?
Yeah, that's crazy.
No, but that's a state law requirement. You have to have insurance. But when you go to motherfucking file your claim, it's a no fault law. So nobody's at fault. So technically, you know, your insurance that you have to pay for in order for somebody who protects you from hitting you, it don't mean nothing.
No, my insurance paying for me because I got hit. My insurance will pay for me.
Yeah, but I'm saying your insurance is paying for you, not the other bitch insurance. That's going to make your policy go up.
No, it ain't going to go up, man. I talked to him. They ain't gonna go up now. They ain't gonna hit them across the head yet until after this deductible is over. But once the deductible is over, then they got to start coming in. Progressive, they got to start coming in then.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, okay, to cover the rest, yeah.
Yeah, they gonna cover. They gonna meet them more than half. They need them like 40-30% of everything.
Man. Where the hell they hit you at?
See, just from the fact over by USF.
I mean, what, you were walking or something?
Nah, I was driving my car.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm thinking, bitch, they hit you going across the road or
something. Oh,
hell no. Oh, they totaled the car and shit?
Nah, I didn't total it. They get it appraised, though. I missed him today. They come in the morning to get it appraised. Probably give me a run up about 3-4 days.
So you still move around, though?
Oh, hell yeah, I'm good. I can move around, just my back fucked up.
Every black man back is fucked up. That's that 400 years of slavery, goddamn. We just can't seem to get over. You know what I'm saying? We just can't seem to recover from that shit. Bitch, wondering why his back hurt coming out the womb. Like, bitch, that's why we cry. Bitch, our back hurt. Goddamn. We got to get prepared for this goddamn world, boy. Because, shit. Put a nigga under that whip, boy. I don't even damn what a motherfucker say. Shit. Stealing some kind of modern day slavery around this bitch. For real.
Did you go to the spot last night?
Yeah, or Coco?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man, that shit dying out like a motherfucker. Them old fag ass motherfuckers, man. Hell no, nah, there ain't nobody gonna be there because, bitch, like I showed, you feel me? I'm the one that brung every motherfucking body down.
Yeah,
I'm the reason why I ain't pulling on my own dick. I'm just stating the motherfucking fact. I'm doing shit that these fag ass clubs and promoters do not want to do. And that's fuck with real independent artists. You know what I'm saying? And actually support them. That's the whole problem, man.
I'm going to have to talk to you later. All right.
Oh, he got to run out, y'all. He got to run out.
All right.
I'm fucking with you a little later on. Me in the hood. Appreciate you. That's Deuce people right there representing, you know what I'm saying? It's going down real big, man. Give a shout out to Heavenly Angel, Florida UFOs, Dog Sinai, you know what I'm saying? Everybody around the world, and I mean the world. Big ups to No Sleep Entertainment, you know what I'm saying? Going down real big. What's up with KG?
Oh, KG, man, I just spoke to him the other day, man. He got some new beats and everything. I'm supposed to be hooking up with him this Friday for a session. Try to go get some more tracks for him.
Oh, true,
I spoke to him like 2-3 days. He doing all right. Got some new beats on fire.
All right, that's what time it is.
Red Tag Entertainment, shouts out.
Yeah, I need some smoke, boy. Yeah, I need to smoke. Better than four bitches, man. Shit. I got to end this shit. I got to end this shit. And I need to make a call, too. I got to call down here and see if I can come pick up my shit, man, because these motherfuckers got me fucked up. If you don't dismiss my goddamn case, bitch, I need to be coming in and getting my property. You know, I don't want to hear none of that dumb shit now. And I know it's in the system because the motherfucker said it on tape that, you know what I'm saying, you know, it shows that's in the system that your shit has been motherfucking dismissed. So if that's the case, yeah, I see it. I need to get my shit back, you know what I'm saying?
They can get on your shit. They dismissed it. You should be able to pick it up.
Yeah. Bitch ain't called me yet, but I'm just letting them. Hey, I'm just holding on. I ain't
hold
fucking
on
with shit. You feel me? Because the longer y'all hold on to my shit, is the longer that this goddamn lawyer is going to get into your motherfucking ass. So I'm going to try to stretch the bitch out for at least 30 days. Yeah, I ain't been able to work for over 30 goddamn days. I've been deprived of over $225 a day, $500 on the weekend for my damn DJ gigs. This is what I've been missing out on for over a month. So I add all that up, and then that's how much I'm going to be suing for. So all that's going to come up to at least 10 grand, you know what I'm saying? At least 10. So the lawyer go ahead and sue for 25, he get 15, and I get my 10. Everybody motherfucking happy, and goddamn TPD better tighten up and stop fucking violating rights. You know what I'm saying? Your job is to police the streets, not to police the people. You know what I'm saying? And that's police all the way across this motherfucking world, man. Y'all job is to police the streets and not the people. You know what I'm saying? And you're supposed to protect the people from crime, not commit crimes against the people. Oh, crazy-ass motherfuckers. But anyway, what you, damn, man, I was supposed to be in goddamn St. Pete today, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, fucking two-man army performing over there at the St. Pete Community College.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I heard about that. I bumped into Michelle on Monday. Yeah, she told me about that.
Yeah, man, I wanted to motherfucking go over there, but I told her the van wouldn't make it, man, that the van just, it ain't going to make it. Not right now. That bitch there shooting bad, so.
Yeah, mine too. That's why I've been chilling. I ain't really been going nowhere too far.
I ain't fucking with it. Cause if I do, I fuck around and went over there, Mike got stuck or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can't. I ain't finna do that. But what I am finna do is get the fuck up out of here because I got to burn up 5 more CDs, and then I'm taking my ass on across the world. And I mean the world. To get some smoke. So I'll let you in the hood, man, if you riding around, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'll be in the hood. I'll be in the hood probably about 4 o'clock, because I got to leave here and stop at the dollar store and stack back up on snacks. I'm out of snacks. Everybody keep talking about you got no snacks. Yeah, but I got to stock up on the snacks and some juices and shit, you know what I'm saying? And I'll be up and there doing what I do. Trey Boat, you already know. Yeah. All right, y'all, this is We Have Justice Weed Day. This is a Big Teasy Bounce for Tampa about to take us on up out of here. Shout out to the N.O., you know what I'm saying, all the way to 813 to the 504, man. You know what I'm saying? I'll let y'all, man. See you on the flip side. Peace!
Motherfucker, get my game for free. Should you see me smoking my trees off, letting me be? Old rat motherfucker, I ain't got nothing to see. Cause I'm solid as the fuck like street concrete. And I'm gangsta as the fuck from my teeth to my feet. You want a bottle, girl? Cause you deserve a toast. This for the poppers that I don't know from coast to coast. Like from the north to the south, south east to the west. To the whole wide world, but in Tampa they a mess. Catch me with Greenie Slim, holla. Or with Mike and them, holla. I'm trying to get me some trim, holla. Give you love that limb, holla. Fight for Tampa, girl. Take it for Tampa. Rock for Tampa, girl. Pop for Tampa, girl. Wiggle for Tampa, girl. Wobble for Tampa. Drop for Tampa. Don't stop me from Tampa, girl. Do you ever leave 5 holes? You're riding dirty. You want to keep your pockets full? You're riding dirty. Even with a mouth full of gold, you're riding dirty. What? You're riding dirty. What? You're riding dirty. Central Park niggas riding dirty. Sulphur Springs niggas riding dirty. Full Trade niggas riding dirty. All my Lucio niggas riding dirty. Yeah, yeah.